Margot. I'd like to read for you some of my favorite poetry. Tonight, a group of love sonnets. When I consider life and its few years, a wisp of fog betwixt us and the sun, a call to battle, and the battle done ere the last echo dies within our ears, a rose choked in the grass, an hour of fears, the gusts that past a darkening shore do beat, the burst of music down an unlistening street, I wonder at the idleness of tears. Ye old, old dead, and ye of yesternight, chieftains and bards and keepers of the sheep, by every cup of sorrow that you had, loose me from tears, and make me see aright how each hath back what once he stayed to weep. Homer his sight, David his little lad. I am in love with the high, far-seeing places that look on plains half sunlight and half storm. In love with hours when from the circling faces veils pass and laughing fellowship flows warm. You who look on me with grave eyes, where rapture and April love of living burn confessed, the gods are good. The world lies free to capture. Life has no walls. Oh, take me to your breast. Take me, be with me for a moment's span. I am in love with all the unveiled faces. I seek the wonder at the heart of man. I would go up to the far-seeing places. While youth is ours, turn to me for a space. The marvel of your rapture-lighted face. Thank you. Do you remember how he came that day, breathless with love, unto a hill and stood, my lips athirst to drink the wine of play, before I must fulfill my womanhood? Your hand on mine was sudden secret fire. It promised wonder, fear, and ecstasy. Our dreams were high and white as stars, yea, higher. They were the hope of things we shall not see. Do you recall how, even going down, our spirits seemed to soar? The dusk that came and hung a cold gray silence on the town, for us was leaping glory and a flame. You drew me close. Your hands caressed my head. And all our days shall be as this, you said. Somewhere I chanced to read how love may die from too large giving. So I mused thereon. Haply in this our utmost fear should lie. And mindful of this caution, I read on, then saw these words. Yet love may equally abate through long neglect. But thereupon I smiled, believing hereof we were free and would be ever till our days were done. Now, love is dead, but how I cannot tell, whether from too large giving or neglect. First dimmed the flame, and after that there fell the fated silence. Yet I should elect neither of these as cause, but say love died out of a cold and calculating pride. Thank you. Whenever there is music, it is you who come between me and the sound of strings. The cloudy portals part to let you through, troubled and strange with long rememberings. Your nearness gathers ghostwise down the room, and through the pleading violins they play, there drifts the dim and delicate perfume that once was you, come dreamily astray. Behind what thin and shadowy doors you wait, that such frail things as these should set you free, when all my need, like armies at a gate, would storm in vain to bring you back to me. When in this hush of strings you draw more near than any sound of music that I hear.
Words with Music, featured tonight, a series of love sonnets, read by Margot. Milton Charles was at the organ. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.